Unfortunately, a current immigration department practice means that it is impossible to secure an interim extension to an employment visa in your circumstances. Essentially, the immigration department's policy would be to anticipate that you would have a visitor visa come the expiry of your present employment visa, and that you will seek to change your status from visitor through to employment once again at the time that a suitable job offer manifests itself. It's a little bit unfortunate, but it doesn't have to be, in a sense, a showstopper for you, particularly if you're interested in going on to become a permanent resident after 7 years continuous ordinary residence here. Effectively, what it means is that you will, on the December the 10th, you'll have to take the 11 p.m. ferry off to Macau, and then come back on the December the 11th 1 a.m. ferry from Macau, returning as a visitor. And it is permitted activity as a visitor to continue looking for work. It's not permitted activity as a visitor to take up any offer of work that's been extended to you. But you will be allowed to interview for work, and once you receive a suitable job offer, you can then make an application to adjust your status from visitor visa through to employment visa once again. And as long as you find yourself with possibly no more than, say, 4 months under visitor status in those circumstances, and you do subsequently go on to become an employment visa holder once again, when it comes time at 7 years to make your application for the right of abode, you should find that the time spent between employment visas will be deemed a kind of state of administrative flux as you move from one visa category to another, maintaining your settlement in Hong Kong throughout all of that time, if you've been physically present in Hong Kong for the vast majority of that time as a visitor. So no, unfortunately, there is no interim extension of stay to employment visas that would allow you to remain under the current status for 3 to 6 months while you finalise your search for a new employer. But if you undertake the visitor visa manoeuvre via the Macau ferry terminal and then come back in the way that I've described, I think you'll find that that will address your issue. Okay, I hope you found that useful.